For the last two Sundays, we have been sort of looking. We started looking at 400 years of, seemed like, silence from the Lord towards Israel after speaking to them through many prophetic words by people, by prophets. Then there were 400 years that God seemed to not have talked to the people of Israel. And then last time we look at the multiple angelic visitation that happened just when the right time came for God to become flesh. And so in continuing in preparation for Christmas Day, today we will be looking at shepherds with a little more detail. You know, we wondered why the shepherds were one of the first to hear the news of Jesus' birth. Well, why weren't the scribes or religious people, the scholars? They were not told. It was shepherds. And to find the proper answer to that question, we have to go to the only gospel that declares what happened to the shepherds. So in Luke chapter 2, starting with verse 8, it says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger.'" So we see shepherds are mentioned dozens of times throughout the Bible, even from the beginning in the book of Genesis. Even in chapter 4, there is mention that Abel, Cain and Abel, you know the story. Abel was told that he was a shepherd. He took care of animals in the field. And so, even from the beginning, very early after creation, God established shepherds as one of the works of man. All the way to Revelation, in chapter 7 of Revelation, it is said that Jesus sits in a throne shepherding his people. Again, the office of a shepherd, the shepherding function, is seen throughout the whole scripture. Great men and women such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Rachel, Moses, David, Job, and many others, they were all shepherds. Scripture beautifully expressed the responsibilities and concerns of what a good shepherd should look like. In Psalm 23 and Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11, God speaks of himself and likens himself to a shepherd. David, you know, he started, as we found out about him, he was a shepherd. And then he was promoted from shepherding sheep to being a shepherd over God's people in Israel. Jesus called himself the good shepherd in John chapter 10. So shepherds are all the way through, especially the Old Testament. Shepherd cares for cared for sheep and also goats. You know, I didn't think too much about goats being shepherd. But they're there. The sheep that prevailed in the time of Christ were mainly the what they call the broad-tailed Syrian variety. And obviously they had fatty tails. And they had a very thick fleece on them. The rams, that's the males, they had horns. And the ewes didn't have any horns. They were docile animals that were very easily led. And without a shepherd, they were completely at the mercy of their environment and the predators. They were, you know, we call them dumb sheep. They were not very, you know, they were not very astute or keen. And so they become easy prey when somebody was not taking care of them. Now, a shepherd would take care of goats as well. They were usually black or brown with long, flappy ears that, you know, they would eat just about anything they could find. And so the ears were always full of briars and thorns, the way they carried themselves. The real challenge for a shepherd was teaching the sheep and the goat to follow his directions. And that was not easy. You know, when he gave a command, he wanted the sheep and the goats to obey him. Because he didn't really push, he led. During the spring, the shepherds grazed a flock in the nearby village pastures. Spring was a good time. Lush vegetation would get around the community where they lived. And so this was a time, spring was a time where lambs and kids were born at this period, and the flock would expand. So extra care, they wanted. Goat's hair and sheep wool was spun to make clothing, and it was sold for them to have money to buy other things. As a general rule, dairy and wool producing sheep were just too valuable to become the daily menu. In other words, you don't eat the sheep. I mean, you let them produce. Then when they're old, then you do what you have to. But sheep and goats also were used for sacrifices in the temple. So, you know, this was a necessary profession, if you want to call it that. Because, you know, as a temple always kept running, you always needed stock for sacrifices so that people would continue to do the rituals required. Now, it is very interesting to me that in the Christmas story, the shepherd left their closely guarded flocks to seek the good news that they heard. Good shepherds were very diligent, dependable, and brave. They would even risk their own lives to protect the flock. No wonder Jesus and his disciples used the shepherds as models for Christian overseers. In fact, Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 5, he says to the elders, he said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2 says, "Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. So the Old and New Testaments give great honor to shepherds. But the shepherds of the time of Christ seem to have been less honored within the Jewish tradition, especially the rabbis and the Pharisees, who wrote their oral traditions about the law, and in those oral written documents, they had a very low opinion of shepherds. They esteemed them as little as they did the tax collectors and the sinners. You know, anybody that was called a sinner by a religious people was trash, as we would say today. Even somebody from Egypt, contemporary with Jesus, called a Jewish sage, he wrote that shepherds were mean and inglorious. So during the time of Christ, there were some people that didn't have good opinion of shepherds. But I find that that's not really the consensus of the general population. Only of a few elite guys that didn't want anything that was menial. We know from Scripture that, remember when Joseph, Jacob and all his sons went to Egypt, they had to go to Goshen because Egypt would not, they were agriculturalists. They dealt with farming, but they didn't want shepherds. In fact, they thought that that was an abomination. So when Pharaoh gave land, the Israelites that were shepherds were kept a little on the side and treated, you know, a little different because Egyptians hated shepherds. And so remember that Israel spent 400 years in captivity in Egypt. So maybe the attitude and the opinion of the profession of a shepherd was probably downplayed quite a bit. But then after they got out of slavery, we find that other shepherds, after that time, after they were delivered, other shepherds were chosen as prophets by God to minister his word to the Israelites. We have David, we have Isaiah, we have Jeremiah, we had Amos, prophets, known prophets that God used. They were shepherds, and God promoted them to prophetic ministers to minister God's word. So the job as shepherd was not as shunned by the common people as some theologians want to portray. In fact, we can look at the scriptural evidence. In Luke chapter 2, verse 17, it says, now this is after the angels had appeared to the shepherds, and they went to Bethlehem. They found Jesus, Mary, Joseph in the little stable. And so they worship. And then it says, now when they, that's talking about the shepherd, when they had seen him, that's on Jesus, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled that those things which were told them by the shepherds. Well, if the shepherd position was so shunned, why would people pay attention to them to start with? And obviously, people in the Bethlehem community, they listened. Not only listened, they they heeded the report. They believed the report. You know, in Jewish tradition, woman was not valued very much, and woman's testimony could not be used in a trial or legally. And yet, people believe the testimony of the shepherds that came and shared throughout all Bethlehem what God had revealed to them and they had seen themselves. So, scripture is clear that people listened to the shepherd's report and they marveled. Yes, Jesus was announced to Zacharias, to Elizabeth, to Mary, to Joseph, but then he was announced to shepherds, and through the shepherds, to the common people of Israel. Not to the wise, not to the religious, not to the prestigious Jews of the time. You see, Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost. You know, sometimes we, or those who know us, may not consider us a lost sinner. But Jesus came to save the lost people, just like you and me. He's not a respecter of persons, because we are all in the same category. We all need salvation. And that is the good news that the shepherds announced all over Bethlehem. Well, you got a shepherd today sharing good news to you. I am announcing to you that Jesus came to pay for what you owed and to set you free from the bondage of your debt. So, are you going to believe the report of the shepherd giving the report about your free salvation? Or are you going to be like the religious rabbis who thought that they, because they were rabbis, they deserved a salvation without having to receive it? So, shepherds are a very important part of Christmas. And in fact, every Christmas presentation without shepherds, it just doesn't get there. Well, God still has shepherds. He still cares for his sheep. And he selects those and gives them a heart to train, to feed, to water, to lead. And we have the privilege and the responsibility to shepherd part of his flock. So my invitation to you is, do you consider us your shepherds, or you just come here for entertainment? I know there's plenty of that, but, you know, one of the responsibilities of a shepherd is to teach the sheep how to obey the voice of the shepherd. And I'm not talking about me or my wife. I'm talking about the chief shepherd, Jesus himself. Amen. If you need to learn a little more, you need to commit. And so we make this place available for your charge. Father, we just thank you for creating shepherds. Father, from the beginning, even in chapter 4 of Genesis, you introduced people that were used as shepherds. And Lord, you use shepherding as an example of what you do with us, humans that don't know better than to get away from sin. Father, we need your shepherding skills to lead us and to guide us into good pastures and still waters. You comfort us, you strengthen us, and you lead us in paths of righteousness. for your name's sake. Lord, we pray that we will learn to be directed by you, to be led by you, to be instructed to follow after righteousness. Lord, that we would enjoy the fullness of life. And Father, that you can keep us as part of your flock forever and ever. Lord, I pray that everyone here under my voice, Lord, will make you their shepherd, their chief shepherd. And Lord, that they would follow you all their lives. I bless your people, your flock, and I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone needs prayer, we'll be glad to pray with you. And if not, then remember the women's this afternoon. Women's party. I'm sorry.